Welcome to the Torah on Parashat Re'ei. Perek Yudbet, Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk tells us, Hishem lecha pen tinakesh achareihem, meaning, be careful lest you try and follow the ways of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael when you arrive there. And when the Pasuk finishes, ki gamet b'neihem ve b'noteihem yisrafu ve'ish. Because what do those Ovdei Avodah Zarah do? Those Ovdei Avodah Zarah will be willing to sacrifice their own children to the Avodah Zarah. The Emes Yaakov comments, and he says, now when Moshe is warning them, it wasn't so much that he was concerned that they're going to start being Oved Avodah Zarah, that, oh wow, you see the Oved Avodah Zarah there, you'll want to be Oved Avodah Zarah. But what you might think is that there are nice parts to their Avodah Zarah. There's nice behaviors. Oh, look at the nice way they pray. Oh, look at such a lovely service. Maybe we should incorporate some of that into our lives. The pasuk says, "Yafta lekim liyafet." Or we have a klal. It's not a pasuk, but "Yafta lekim liyafet." We have this idea that Hashem did give certain elements of beauty to, you know, Yafet was one of Noach's children. He did give certain elements of beauty to the other nations. And there is that which would be appealing to us. And therefore, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you see that they have all these Ovdei Avodah Zarah are in Eretz Yisrael, right? They haven't conquered the land yet. So you might see, oh, that's Davar Yafa, that's Nechmad. Oh, we should do that. The pasuk finishes, Ki gam b'neihem v'noteihem yisrafu ve'esh le'elohem. Those people, you know what they do? They're willing to sacrifice their own children to their gods. And there's nothing more disgusting, more detestable than that kind of worship. So therefore, you should realize that all their Avodah Zarah is disgusting and ugly, and there's nothing worthwhile in it. So even if you see one part, something good, that looks nice, oh look, isn't that nice, the lovely event they have. No, don't even be tempted by the good thing they have, because know that their whole Avodah Zarah is disgusting. There's nothing beautiful about their Avodah Zarah, even something that's seemingly nice, because it's all part and parcel of a system which leads to such drastic and disgusting, terrible consequences. The Emes Yaakov says this can be compared to the argument the Malach tried to make to Avram Avinu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Ted Amid Bet, tells us that Avram Avinu was on his way to sacrifice Yitzchak, Kedas Yitzchak. And he is going on his way. And what was Avram Avinu until now? Avram Avinu was spreading Shem Hashem in the world. He was in Nata Eshel Versheva. He established a home, Achnasas Orachim. He was inviting in guests. And when the Gemara tells us, when they went to, oh, thank you, Avram, for this delicious food, he said, don't thank me. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who provides everything. And he was Mekadeh Shem Shemayim, and he's spreading the ways of Hashem. And we know from many Midrashim that some of what Avram had to fight was when he was telling people, hey, he was telling them this exact point. Your religion wants you to sacrifice. Hashem would never want you to sacrifice anything, any of your kids for him. So the real Hashem, so clearly your gods are all false, because Hashem is a God of chesed. Look at all this chesed he gives us. He provides for us. He gives us all the food we need and the clothes and the shelter, everything we need. He provides for us. He's a God of chesed and a God of rachmanus. And says the Satan to Avram Avinu, listen to what you've been preaching to everybody all along. And now you're going, lakod et bincha, you're going to slaughter your own child? There's nothing greater against chesed and rachmanus than slaughtering your own child. So how are you going to continue to be mekari of all these people who come to your home when you do your achnasas orchim? How can you look them in the eyes if you're going to slaughter your own child? So Avram Avinu says, "Ani betumi elech, I'm going to follow Hashem, whatever He commands, and that's Hashem's problem. I do the mitzvah. It's Hashem's problem to make sure that it doesn't have any takala or chilul Hashem that results from it." But we see here that the argument, Avram doesn't refute the Malach's point, the Satan's point. The Satan tells him, isn't this going to be a Chil Hashem, that a God could want you to sacrifice your child for him? Avram doesn't dispute that point. And so, you know, all the Mefarshim and Perushim have to explain, did Hashem really want this? Was it just a test, etc.? That's a whole discussion. It was clearly just a test, meaning, but what Avram knew, what Avram thought, was he really going to go through with it, etc.? That's all a whole discussion, was he was just going along. But the main point that the Satan makes to Avram Avinu, Avram, wouldn't this be Chil Hashem to sacrifice your child to a god? And you're telling them a god is a god of chesed, and this is the most anti-chesed thing? And Avram answers, you're right. So I have to go do it, because Hashem said it's his problem whether there's a Chil Hashem that results from it. But that argument that the Satan made is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael now. You're going into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to see Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Know that these Ovdei Avodah Zarah are disgusting. They would sacrifice their own children to Avodah Zarah. What kind of God would want such a thing? No God. God doesn't want human sacrifices. Okay, that's also a lesson that a lot of nations of the world may have to learn Bizman Hazeh too. But okay, God doesn't want human sacrifices. And therefore, know that these Avodah Zarah are disgusting. And therefore, knowing what the Satan told Avraham Avinu, and knowing that information now, as you enter Eretz Yisrael and you're going to see the Ovdei Avodah Zarah there, know that there's nothing nice in Ovdei Avodah Zarah. There's nothing. Even if you see some nice activity that they do as part of some lovely community event, maybe we should incorporate that aspect of the service as well in our tefillah and our Avodas Hashem. No. There's nothing beautiful there because it's all part of the system that has such a terrible part to it. I remember hearing a few months ago Rav Schechter speak, and he said that there was somebody in New York that he knows of who wrote an article or spoke about how he went around to all sorts of the different churches and religions to see, and he found all sorts of nice things. And he wrote how we should, try and incorporate some, learn. There's all sorts of wonderful ideas, Chachma Bagoyim and Lo Meid Mikol Adam. So let's learn from these people, and maybe we can take the best of everything, and then we'll incorporate it in our Yiddishkeit. And Rav Schechter said that the whole premise is usher. That's exactly what we're not supposed to do. We're not allowed to incorporate anything from their Avodah Zarah. There's many more psukim than this one. This pasuk isn't the source for that. But I'm saying that idea of let's take something from this other religion, incorporate it into ours, that itself is pasul me'elov. That doesn't work. And here in this specific example is because even if something seems nice, it's part of a system that has its major flaws. And therefore, even if something from it seems nice, realize that it's not nice. And that's the message Amos Yaakov sees from this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Good Shabbos.